The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Fourth elections, are they on the cards, Rolene Marks?
It looks highly likely. I mean, gee, come on, Israel. We know you're a democracy, but you really don't have to prove it every couple of months. But here is where we stand. Quite an interesting one. There have been four proposals put forward to dissolve the Knesset. And the first has been voted 61-54 in favor of dissolving. So what this basically means is that this has been approved in preliminary readings. It needs to pass three more times before it becomes law and the Knesset is officially dissolved and we go to elections. So where we stand at the moment is that the bill goes to the Knesset House Committee. That's controlled by the blue and white. That's Benny Gantz's party. That'll probably sit there until Monday, and this will enable any kind of last-minute negotiations. Last night in his address to the nation, Benny Gantz, who said that he said two very important things. He said, first of all, the blue and white will move to vote to dissolve the Knesset. The second thing is that he will still allow for time for the Likud, for the Prime Minister's party, and for the Prime Minister to pass the budget. And that could possibly save us. And remember that Israel's deadline to pass the budget is the 23rd of December. And whether it's now or whether it's in normal times, the budget has to pass. If a budget is not passed, the Knesset automatically dissolves and we go to elections. So we still have a small, tiny chance. It has to go for committee approval. It has to be supported in three more readings. If it is supported, it will then dissolve. And if the budget's not agreed to, we will then dissolve and we will likely go to elections between March and June 2021, which at least, you know, Simon, those are warmer months. It means that we might get ice cream. But
Rolene, but that is one of the questions that were raised earlier today by Mervyn, in fact, saying, Rolene, what about COVID-19? How on earth are you going to have elections under these circumstances?
Well, remember, our last elections were held under these circumstances. And hopefully by the time that this rolls around, you know, we will be maybe rolling out the vaccine. You know, the incredible news coming from the UK today and very, very exciting pictures of those big trucks moving those vaccines into the country that the Pfizer BioNTech, the vaccine has been approved, and next week the UK start rolling out their vaccinations. Now, as far as Moderna is concerned, Israel is one of the top countries on the list there to get the vaccine. I mean, we've covered all our bases. We're buying up Pfizer, we're buying up Moderna.
Nothing wrong with that.
Wherever there's a AstraZeneca as well, wherever there's a vaccine up for grabs, Israel is buying them to make sure that we are vaccinated. And we're also in talks as far as what are our rollout plans. You know, how do we proceed from there? So hopefully that happens. You know, we also saw today in the news Moderna asking the FCC fast track the approval. I know there's a lot of debate and conjecture about, you know, the fact that this has taken a lot shorter time than other vaccines. And there's a lot of very interesting literature to support why, but I'm not a COVID expert. You know, that's a very, very good question from Mervyn. How will COVID affect that? But, you know, we'll have to see, A, if we do go to elections, which does look highly likely, and B, what the situation is come March to June.
I want to stay on the political aspect for a while because really interesting news coming out of Meretz. Apparently they reject forming an Arab Jewish party. I've got to tell you, after the last elections and the number of Tel Avivians who were voting for the joint Arab list, I would have thought that this is an illogical move by Meretz to recapture those voters. Apparently that's not how they see it.
Yeah, that was very interesting. I mean, when I saw the alert coming for that, I went like, wait, what? What is this? But yeah, they seem to be wanting to retain their own identity, and they have no intentions of forming a Jewish-Arab joint list, so to speak. But yeah, some very, very strong language against the merits Chaver Knesset Tamar Zandberg, against Benny Gantz for joining the Netanyahu government. She said, you know, yes. Netanyahu, you fell for it. You had one job, and even this you could manage. It's been a very fiery day in the Knesset, and yeah, some attention being paid to merit today for them fighting words with the Benny Gantz, and also for the decision not to to band with the Arab party.
I must say, you and I both have a lot of respect for David Horowitz, and his editorial in the Times of Israel today really doesn't make Benny Gantz shine like a superstar. In fact, the absolute opposite.
Well, David Horowitz, I mean, if you haven't read any of his opinions. He's the editor-in-chief of the Times of Israel. He's a very, very rational, balanced man. Also has an incredible command of the English language if you just want to read something that's written really well. But there has been a lot of criticism for Gantz for joining with Netanyahu to form a coalition, many saying, you know, that he gambled with the votes for those who voted. I don't think that detracts from him as a person. I think it's a lot of political naivety. Okay. I think, you know, he got played. you know, when you're going to enter the ring with somebody who is as politically skilled as Benjamin Netanyahu, you better have your ducks and your peace and your flamingos in a row. And Benny Gantz, while he is an, you know, he commands a lot of respect as a military person, a man of a lot of integrity, a lot of dignity, very, very skilled military strategist. He's not necessarily a very good political strategist. And in Israel, it is a dog-eat-dog world if you are entering Israeli politics.
Is there seriously discussion in Israel about a possible lockdown over Hanukkah? Is that for real?
It is being discussed. The numbers over the 4 hours have peaked over that 1,000 threshold of new infections. A lot of very naughty traveled abroad and not adhering to the bidud, the quarantine requirements. Also on Friday, when some of the malls, there were 50 malls to try and test a pilot on lifting lockdown, and the malls were absolutely swamped. I was quite horrified to see some of the images, and we have had a spark. So there is now discussion at the very least to implement a curfew. You know, for Hanukkah, if you haven't been to Israel during Hanukkah, it's a very sociable time. It's a night where people gather in each other's homes to light the candles, to eat copious amounts of calories, and just generally very celebratory. And it looks like this year the health ministry is going to clamp down on that.
We don't have much time, but I have to talk to you about our final subject today because it is important. You wanted to chat to us about updates on the assassination of the man whose name I find so difficult to pronounce. Is it Fakhra Zideh? Yeah, I mean, that's a serious situation. Fakhra Zideh. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that's a serious situation, Rolene. What's the blowback going to be from Iran?
It is a serious situation. One thing that I find quite fascinating on this is that you've had the Saudis vehemently saying that they will not stand for Iran blaming them. You see, nobody's claiming responsibility, and the Saudis were also roundly blamed by Iran. But what I find fascinating is that the UN Security Council have absolutely no intention of doing anything or getting involved anywhere there. They don't seem to see the assassination of Iranian nuke scientists very high up on their list of priorities or things to take care of.
By all accounts, he wasn't just a nuclear scientist. By all accounts, he had the same standing as Qasem Soleimani, the reports of the press are saying. So, you know, this was a dangerous man, Rolene.
Well, this is very important that people remember this, that he wasn't just a scientist. He was also a member of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can discuss for hours why any country that's anti the Iranian nuclear program would embark on such a kind of activity. And just to confirm from Israel's point of view, we don't comment on these kind of issues. Why? And it's not just Israel that would have a vested interest in taking out this nuclear scientist. You know, it's a buy for time kind of strategy. But yeah, he was a very, very dangerous man and very, very high up on the food chain, so to speak, as far as threats are concerned.
We leave it there, Rolene Marks, and I just want to tell you, think twice before you send those emails in the early morning saying this is a meh news day, because that certainly wasn't.
It gives you an indication what time in the morning I am up.
It does indeed. Cheers, Rolene. Thanks as always. In fact, tomorrow.
Cheers, guys.